This is Connecticut Public Radio News. A private firm was hired earlier this year to investigate how Eastern Connecticut State University handles reports of sexual assaults on campus. Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Warshawski brings us the story of a former student whose social media accounts helped others share their stories and lead to the investigation.
The student who wishes to remain anonymous says she was raped in 2017 by a person in one of her classes at ECSU. She says she immediately went to the emergency room at a local hospital for a sexual assault forensic exam. 1 week later, she reported the assault to the university and was surprised by the kinds of questions she was asked by school authorities.
You know, you're getting told that, you know, anyone can go and get a rape kit for a variety of reasons, that they have no way of knowing if you normally bruise during sex, that one day you'll find your prince charming and this will all feel like a bad dream. If you clearly said no, you know, when you're being asked things like this, you immediately lose faith in any like services that they're going to offer you.
School authorities also suggested she stop attending the class her attacker was in. And by the time a formal investigation started, the alleged perpetrator had graduated. The former student says the process of reporting the rape made her feel extremely alone. That's why 6 months later, she started a blog and Instagram account for sexual assault survivors.
It was my sounding board to be able to share my story, talk to other survivors, to feel less alone.
It wasn't until recently she decided to name ECSU on the blog and Instagram account called Rape Survivors Support. Once she did that, other students and alumni started to detail their experiences reporting assaults on campus. There are now more than 7,000 followers. Beth Hamilton is the executive director of the Connecticut Alliance to End Sexual Violence. She says many universities have come a long way in terms of the resources they offer.
But I think there's probably still quite a long ways to go to really make them truly supportive of the survivors who experience sexual violence while on their campuses.
Hamilton finds many victims reach out to her organization because they are disappointed in the way their case is handled by the schools.
Folks just really need to consider what it means to hold the trust and of those, you know, folks on the students on campus, and then how they maintain that through their policies and practices.
In a statement to students in late March, ECSU President Elsa Nunez said in light of recent social media posts, the university would be fully investigating the way it handles sexual assault cases. ECSU has brought in a company called TNG Consulting to handle the investigation and declined Connecticut Public Radio's request for comment while the probe is underway. Nunez says they will be taking any necessary actions to ensure the safety and well-being of the campus community. Although victims often don't finish their college career at a school where an assault took place, this ECSU alum did finish her time on campus. She and other students have made a list of policy changes that they believe should be mandated by the school.
The students should be able to trust and depend on the university to take these proactive steps to prevent sexual violence. And when it inevitably does occur, they deserve to feel heard and protected and believed and supported.
Results of the independent investigation are expected in the coming months. Ali Warshawski, Connecticut Public Radio.